A trend of billboard removal continues as a majority of Humboldt County supervisors has taken action to remove one in the Elk River area of Highway 101. A five-year permit period for the doomed billboard ended in late September, and the Board of Supervisors denied an extension request at its February 10th meeting. Toppled during a winter storm in 2019, the billboard was re-erected in late 2020 under a special permit approved by supervisors. Reflecting visual and environmental concerns over billboards in the 101 coastal area, the county's planning commission had denied a reconstruction permit and the decision was appealed to supervisors. The supervisors' 2020 approval of the special permit was conditioned on the billboard's removal after 5 years. The end of that period brought the extension applicants, Jeff Wills and Outfront Media, before supervisors again with arguments largely focusing on economic impacts. Wills believes the billboard can't be removed without compensation, and he juxtaposed animus towards billboards against contribution to the local economy and his income.
A lot of people really despise billboards. Well, that's the subjective opinion of someone's personal feelings. I'm here to tell you objectively that this is my livelihood. This is my investment. I stood at this very podium in 2014 before I invested $2 million in my billboard company and asked the Board of Supervisors if a billboard that I own that was in a non-conforming stature, exactly like this, I literally even used an example of a billboard that was about 100 yards away, could it ever be compelled to be removed without just compensation? And Rob Wall, the director, and the Board of Supervisors in 2014 told me it could not. I could not have one of my properties that I invested in taken away from me without being compensated for it. So you guys have the choice to essentially appease people's subjective feelings on whether they want to see a billboard or not, or the fact that this billboard contributes to our local economy and is a substantial part of my business, my wealth, my retirement, everything.
Representing Wills, attorney Jeff Slack said removal of the billboard would, quote, destroy Wills' investment, and, quote, these issues weren't considered at the time that this five-year limit was imposed. The argument based on vested rights and compensation was addressed by senior planner Steve Lazar. He said the billboard was considered a non-conforming structure prior to 2020, which means it didn't conform to the county's rules, but its existence predated them, so it had a right to stand. That changed after it fell, as the state's Outdoor Advertising Act treats billboard reconstruction as a new build subject to recently adopted county rules, which was repeatedly explained by Planning Director John Ford.
So the 2014 question was, we've got non-conforming signs out there. Is the county going to come and require removal of those? And the question is, and this come, or the answer is, and this come, the policy is, and this comes out of the Outdoor Advertising Act, that if the county were going to do that, there would be an amortization period and a reimbursement period. But this is not that. This is a new conforming sign that was approved to allow reconstruction of the sign with a five-year period. And so the non-conforming argument is gone. That doesn't exist anymore. It's not a non-conforming sign. I heard that several times, and I feel a need to be a little redundant on making that point.
Although Lazar said more than 50 anti-billboard public comments were received in the days leading to the hearing, there were few who spoke during it. A representative of Humboldt Waterkeeper supported denial of the extension, and Arcata resident David Meserve said the denial is a no-brainer, as Wills had agreed to the five-year permit term. Wills contested that, but Lazar had said, quote, the applicant was party to all of the actions that were taken by the Planning Commission and the board, and they were there for the hearing where the special permit was approved. Board Chair Mike Wilson highlighted the billboard's location in an environmentally sensitive area.
And I also want to emphasize for the record that we did have, and also within the findings, issues around impacts to fill in wetlands, issues around impacts to view sheds. There are impacts that we're talking about, and this is a new structure.
The vote to deny the extension was close at 3-2, with Supervisors Rex Bone and Michelle Bushnell in the minority. Ford said if the billboard remains standing, it will become, quote, an enforcement action, either for the county or for the state. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.